மாயேழ் சனனம் கெட மாயை விடா மூயேடனை என்று முடிந்திடுமோ? கோவே குரமின் கொடித்தோல் புணரும் தேவே சிவசங்கர தேசிகனே. ஹலோ புர்வா, டுடேஸ் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் அபவுட் தி அல்டிமேட் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃபைட். We usually think settling down means buying a house or getting a promotion, but Arunagirinathar is looking for an exit from a much larger cycle.
You mean the cycle of birth and death? I've heard people talk about the seven births. Is that what he's referring to?
Exactly. He says, Maayer sananam keda. He's asking how to dissolve the karma of these seven types of births. But then he identifies the root cause, Mooyedanai. He wonders, when will these three persistent desires finally end?
So, Mooyedanai means three desires. Can we dive deeper into them? Why are they considered such a trap?
The three eshna or the three desires are loka eshna, the hunger for land, status and property, vitta eshna, the obsession with wealth and business or trade, and putra eshna, the attachment to lineage and sensory pleasures. They are like the three strands of a rope. They bind our souls so tightly to the material world that we forget our divine nature.
It's so relatable. If we are not worrying about our bank balance, we're worrying about our social status or our kids' future. It never ends, does it? How do we break the rope?
We need a master who has already transcended it. He calls Muruga Shiva Sankara Desigane, the teacher who taught even the great Lord Shiva. He is the king, Ko, who can command our desires to vanish. But interestingly, he also describes him as the one who embraces Valli, that is, Kuramin Koditol Punarum Deve.
Why bring up Valli while talking about letting go of worldly desires?
Because you can't just empty the heart, you have to fill it with something better. He's saying, instead of chasing these three hollow desires, fall in love with the divine. When you experience the sweetness of Muruga's love for Valli, the taste for worldly wealth and status naturally fades away.
Oh, what are today's takeaways?
The takeaways are, 1. The triple bind. Our obsession with property, wealth and family legacy are the three anchors holding our soul back. Recognizing these attachments is the first step towards spiritual freedom. 2. A higher taste. You don't lose desires by force, you lose them by finding something more beautiful. Muruga's love is the ultimate high that makes worldly cravings seem insignificant.
Got it, Vedad. Next time I find myself getting too stressed about stuff or social status, I'll tell myself, careful, that's just the Mooyedanai trap.
Precisely, Apurva. Once you spot the trap, it loses its power over you. See you tomorrow for verse 41.